The Senate has cleared the way for the Obama administration to reverse changes made to the Endangered Species Act under President Bush. Today, the Senate voted down an amendment sponsored by Alaska Senators Lisa Murkowski and Mark Begich that would have slowed down the reversal process. A rider inserted into a spending bill by House Democrats will let Interior Secretary Ken Salazar erase Bush policy without going through a lengthy public process. The Bush administration ruled right before leaving office that pollution and climate change cannot be restricted in order to protect species like the polar bear. The Alaska Senator's amendment would have given the public and groups like the state of Alaska a chance to weigh in before the policy is reversed. It was voted down 52-42. The Center for Biological Diversity is asking Alaska to protect a seabird called the Kittlitz's murrelet under the state's seldom-used endangered species law. The group filed a petition today for listing with the Alaska Department of Fish and Game. Shane Wolf is the biologist who wrote the petition for the organization. She says the bird is one of the most endangered in the United States, partly because it's so dependent on glaciers.
So it's specialized to find food in coastal waters near tidewater glaciers and glacial outflows. And so the rapid disappearance of Alaska's coastal glaciers due to global warming is reducing and degrading its foraging habitat, and leaving the murrelet without foraging habitat or enough food.
Wolf says the population's numbers have plummeted by as much as 90% in the last two decades. The Center for Biological Diversity petitioned the federal government to list the seabird under the Endangered Species Act in 2001. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service agreed the bird merited protection, but placed it on a candidate list. Wolf says the list is reserved for species the agency doesn't have time to put on the endangered species list.
So over 200 species are currently on this candidate list, meaning that they deserve protection, but they receive absolutely no protection and kind of languish in an administrative purgatory, often for many years, and often continuing to decline.
In recent years, the Palin administration has fought federal Endangered Species Act listings for both the polar bear and the Cook Inlet beluga whale. But Wolf says she's optimistic the state will opt to protect the Kittlitz's murrelet under Alaska law.
It's inconceivable that the state would not list the Kittlitz's murrelet under the Endangered Species Act because it is so imperiled.
Alaska's endangered species statute was signed into law in 1971, but only five species are currently listed: the blue whale, the humpback whale, the northern right whale, the short-tailed albatross, and a shorebird called the Eskimo curlew. Doug Vincent Lang is the state's endangered species coordinator. He says it's not completely clear why so few species are listed under the state law, perhaps because the state doesn't receive many petitions. He says it would be premature to speculate on whether the department will grant endangered species protections to the Kittlitz's murrelet.
We have to determine that a population, its numbers have gone down, that really threaten its continued existence in the world.
Vincent Lang says there are no range-wide population estimates for seabirds, so it's difficult to identify an overall population trend. Unlike federal law, the state statute doesn't force wildlife managers to make a decision in a certain amount of time. But Vincent Lang says the department won't delay action indefinitely.
The state does take these petitions seriously, and we will be evaluating, you know, the data that's out there, and you know, we'll be doing whatever is necessary to assure for the continued viability of Kittlitz's murrelets.
If the state does list the Kittlitz's murrelet, the Alaska statute calls for protecting the species habitat.